Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
The cattle futures today sharply lower for the second day in a row, down the limit in the feeder cattle and live cattle futures. We've come off about $10 in the last 24 hours, so what a difference a day makes. Looks like the cash trade for the week is going to end up somewhere around 146 to 149 in the live cattle, which is $20 over the June live cattle front month live cattle futures contract. It's 128.30 down the limit today. So they're really taking it off here. On the live cattle, feeder cattle, same thing, down 450 in May at 143.77. Again, quite a bit of pressure there. Box beef at midday, up 219 on choice, 237.77. Select is $1.16 higher at 218. So that market has continued to rally pretty strong here, nearly $50 off the lows from not all that long ago. So really strong across the board. From box beef to live cattle cash trade this week and all the way down to the sell barns. It looks like these hedge funds, which are caught long, a record number of contracts in the live cattle, are all racing for the door on a day like today when the market was limit down. And then, of course, the short squeeze, if you got out and you were short, it's a bad feeling here as the market closed limit down today. So overall, one of the most volatile weeks we've seen in the cattle industry.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures contracts today, generally stronger. The wheat was the strongest today. July Kansas City up 5 3/4 at 450 and a quarter cents. The Chicago wheat up about 4 to 5 cents as well. It looks like generally the strength came from the winter weather we had last weekend. Not only was it cold and had some freezing effects on the Kansas City and hard red winter wheat crop, but also the amount of snow that was on top of it is thought to have damaged it and maybe broke some stems. And the Kansas City Quality Wheat Tour will not reflect necessarily all the damage because of the timing. The damage won't show up while they were doing their tour. They think that the yield will be somewhere around 46 bushels an acre. There's a lot of people skeptical of that due to the amount of damage that people think is there, but it just hasn't shown up yet. So that story is one that will continue to play out over the next month or so as we begin harvest. Next week, we've got the May 10th USDA monthly crop report, which will primarily be a corn and bean supply and demand type of report. And then of course, every Monday, we've got planting intentions. It's thought that there hasn't been a lot of field work done this week due to all the rain they've gotten in the Midwest. One guy in Indiana was saying they got another 5 inches in the last 24 hours. So a lot of rain going on that could slow down progress.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.